The Gemara in Megillah distinguishes between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha Nizrakin. Tashmishei Kedusha, Nikvarim has to be buried. Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin. Tashmishei Mitzvah, technically you could throw out, as the Tshuva Rashba points out, but out of it in a mitzvah, we don't throw it out, we wrap it up and put it specially. So, what's considered Tashmishei Kedusha? So we know the manto on the Sefer Torah, that's considered a Tashmishei Kedusha. So, if it's only with Tashmishei Kedusha, you can't use for Tashmishei Chol. So the question is, what is the status of our tefillin zekel, our tefillin bag? We keep our tefillin inside, so the tefillin is Gufa Kedusha. So Pashas, the tefillin bag is Tashmishei Kedusha. So is one permitted to put anything inside the tefillin bag? In fact, the Shaila they asked of Shlomo Zalman Orabach was, what about putting, so you definitely can't put Tashmishei Chol. The question is, what about something which could be used for either or, but it's needed for Hanukkah's tefillin? Like what? Let's say some people have a small mirror. They want to look and make sure the tefillin's in the right spot. Am I permitted to keep a mirror inside my tefillin bag? Or for instance, what about, I want to keep black ink? Once in a while, when I see my tefillin is rubbing out, we want to keep the tefillin black. So therefore, what about keeping your mirror or storing the black ink? So what's the story with that? So number one is, it seems to be a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on whether the tefillin bag is Tashmishei Kedusha or Tashmishei Mitzvah. Because some might argue, since that we have the tefillin in the box, so it's only the box that's touching the bags, or maybe it's a tashmish to tashmish. It's a step removed, and there's no halacha of nikvarim, or perhaps using it for divrei chol. What I say, no, since the Dalet, the Yud, the different letters on the tefillin are actually touching it, so maybe that also has the status of Guf HaKadusha. It seems to be a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, so Bikur HaDin, it's probably not, but with Machmir, I think it's Shitas Rashi, that we don't want to keep things in. So the whole Shaila is, if you assume it's Tashmishei Mitzvah, or it's a Tashmish to Tashmish, so therefore, then it's not a Shaila. Let's assume it is Tashmishei Kedusha. So that, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Chiddush, he writes that you're allowed to put a mirror in the tefillin bag since it's to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. It's considered litzarach. And therefore any item needed to help fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin is necessary. So too, with the black ink as well, he may do it. So the Shaila is, there was a Shaila, I think they asked Rav Zilberstein, there was a son who, let's say, I guess he was going on a road trip and his father was concerned that he wasn't going to wear tefillin if he wasn't home. So he made a deal with his son, if you put tefillin on every morning, I will make sure you have enough money. So the son promised, don't worry, I'll put on tefillin. Okay, so he goes, I don't know where he is, Taiwan, anywhere, somewhere. And he calls back, he says, I'm running out of money. And we gave him a little money. He said, don't worry, I'll get you the money. I'll wire it. I'm running out of money, Daddy. Can you send it? the father said, "Are you wearing, did you put on your tefillin today?" Of course the son said, "Yes." He says, "Great, then you'll get the money soon." This went on until after a while, the kid had to start working. He couldn't survive and he came back. And he started screaming at his father, "You lied to me. You told me that you're going to send me money." And his father said, "No, you lied to me." And he takes out the son's tefillin bag and he sees that he left a package of money in there. They would have had plenty of money and then some. So that was the story. The question is, did the father do right? Was there any, let's assume the tefillin bag is tashmishei kedusha. Did he do right? So I think Rav Zilberstein wants to suggest, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, just like Rav Shlomo Zalman extended it to a mirror and to black ink, so to hear the father was put money in the bag to get his son to put on his tefillin. Therefore, it's aiding and abetting the mitzvah, so perhaps it's, you know, one perhaps could distinguish that by the, you know, the mirror and ink got directly for the mitzvah. This is more on the Gavra, but nevertheless, Rav Zilberstein thought that, you know, perhaps we could extend Rav Zalman to this case as well. So that's the issue in terms of, if you assume the tefillin bag is tashmishe, if you assume it's tashmish and tashmish, so it's not a problem. If you assume it's tashmishe kedusha, so Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes, some might be cholak and say you can't put the mirror in. But if you assume like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can put the mirror and the black ink in. So some, if you assume you can't do that, then you can assume the money. It's another step removed. Perhaps we could extend the svara and say anything with tzorach, the mitzvah of tefillin, you can put it in the tefillin bag, and therefore the father acted appropriately.